and welcome again to Radio Lisa. I'm Oliver Kim, and with me is Professor Alexander Hartl. He is math teacher and also IT teacher, and I'm standing right now next to the main server, the main computer of the school, and I see a lot of flashing little lamps. What is this here?
So there are different components here. First of all, this here is the backbone. So here are the optical connections that go straight up to floor number 3, for example.
Oh, so these are all the internet connections, basically, so that all of the computers who are connected to the internet. Is this?
No, it's not directly the connection to the internet. This is the internal connection to the different floors.
Oh, I see. Okay, and why are all those lamps here flashing? What does this mean?
If it's just green light, then there is a connection established. Mm-hmm. And if it's flashing, then there's actual data transfer going on.
And down here, I see actually, what, two computers here? And what is this here, this device here?
So the computer over here is the main server. Mm-hmm. While the one next to it, this is actually not a computer, this is a backup battery. Mm-hmm. So in case there should be a power failure, the battery sustains the energy for the computer, for the computer to shut down in an ordered
way. It's quite hot here, actually.
Oh, it is. Just wait for summer.
Oh, wow. Even though we're in the cellar right now, it's quite hot. So all of those computers and all of the equipment here generates quite a bit of heat.
Yeah.
And it's running all the time, 24 hours a day?
It has to. Otherwise, for example, the homepage would be down, the network drives would not be accessible, or also the different systems, like email and Moodle, access the server to verify what a user is actually who he or she claims to be. That would not work either.
I think you also hear the fans working in the background. Okay, so what I think is we're going to just move over a little bit to the other room, because I have a few other questions for you. So we're now in one of the computer labs here in the cellar, and I have a few questions for you. And I would like to hear your opinion about this. Right now, it is like this, that it's many in the media, in politics, many people are essentially talking about right now about digitalization in schools, mm-hmm. and whether we should include more computers in the lessons. And I would like to ask you now, your opinion, should we use more computers in math class? What is you're an IT teacher and also a math teacher. What is your view of that, on that?
Okay, so my personal opinion is that depends a lot on what you do. In lower grades, when it's all about students learning motorical skills, like using a ruler and a pencil to do a straight line, basically, you should not do that on a computer. Of course, the computer can do that, and the results will be way better because the computer can do it pretty well, while the students at that age do not do it pretty well. But then the students will not learn how to do that actually with their hands and with the tools at hand. So on the other hand, in higher grades, like for example grade 7, grade 8, it does make a lot of sense to use technology, not only because they have to use that technology, at least have to be able to use that technology in the final exams, but also because in a real-world application, of course, one would use a computer and not go ahead and calculate things manually.
Well, as it is right now, all the Matura exams and also the IB diploma exams, they still require students to write a lot by hand. This might change, maybe, who knows what's going to be in the next 10, 15, 20 years. Maybe this is also going to change. But what is your view about... basically also that lessons are being done on the computer? Do you see yourself as a teacher in the classical sense? Do you think there's still a role, or should you outsource a lot of the teaching to a computer, like that you have IT programs that actually also do the information delivery? What is your view on that?
Oh, this depends as well. I hope that's not getting boring. You can use that. It does make sense to use that, for example, a flipped classroom concept. Mm-hmm.
On the classroom, that is basically just for the listeners, when the students watch videos, for example, at home, and get the theoretical input at home over videos online, and then and then during the lessons, during the school time, the teacher kind of supports the student to do the assignments, to do the practical work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or do an exploration or something like that. It does make sense to do that. So students learn to do that, to work with a video as a source, for example. I do find regularly that students, especially of lower grades, struggle a lot when it comes to learning from a written text. So if I am to hand out a text explaining something...
It doesn't matter if it's now printed or on a computer.
No, I say that's basically the same. Mm-hmm. Well, not the same, but a similar problem. A similar challenge, rather. Or if I were to go out there and read out the text word by word, actually there is a difference, and they try that, how well students understand that. They are so used to hearing a teacher's voice telling them how things are that they can more easily learn from the teacher reading out the text or saying what it says from memory than by reading it themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, of course, only comes from what they're used to, and therefore can be changed, in my opinion, by practicing others, using other sources as well, like a video, a text, or whatever.
So the way that I gather it from you, what you're saying is you're proposing a diverse range of methods.
Yes, I would not do all classes in flipped classroom, no way. Mm-hmm. I think the main focus should still be student-focused, in a more classical sense. So maybe using computers as a tool, maybe not, depending on the situation, but using a real interaction with the teacher, asking questions, teacher asking questions, students asking questions, answering and developing what is being taught together.
The reason why I'm asking is because a few years ago I visited a school, not in Austria, in a different country, where the whole mathematics lessons was completely moved to IT. Mm-hmm. So basically the students were only interacting, I would say 90% of the time, with the computer, and the teacher was only giving a support, so every student could actually go through the math problems at his or her own speed. Mm-hmm. And the teacher essentially did not give any theoretical input. There were no notebooks, no handwritten notes, no nothing. And I asked then the teacher, well, what about mathematical formulas? Don't you learn how to solve math problems on paper? Mm-hmm. And what about formulas? Mm-hmm. And then the math teacher said, well, we don't need that. We have PowerPoint. I'm giving them the formula. So this was a very extreme, IT-directed approach. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's simply has a different concept of maybe what math is. But what do you think of this? Because it is quite different of what we are trying to do here.
Okay, to be a bit provocative about that, I think that approach is robbing the students of chances. In a way, if you just give them formulas, as you said, for example, they do not have the chance to understand where this comes from. They have no chance of understanding what is the historical background, what is the meaning, how do I get there, or to experience themselves how to get there, maybe actually to get there themselves, just with some scaffolding, some support by the teacher, figuring out, either alone or as a class, figuring out how to get to that formula, how to actually see how mathematicians think. Just using a formula is on a way lower level of thinking than coming up with a formula, understanding a formula, using several formulas to disassemble them, put the parts together, and achieve a new formula.
Well, to be fair, this was only a short 10-minute experience that I had with this short talk with the teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm not claiming to say that this was the only thing that they did. It was a different school in a different country. But in any case, I thought it was quite interesting because it showed us such a different approach to teaching. And
Using computers so intensively, of course, has advantages as well. For example, you could teach students with very different prior knowledge at the same time.
I want to thank you very much for your time.
You're
very much.
You're most welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.